Hello. Welcome to episode one of my new podcast called After My K-Shopper. Now, I am still trying to figure out how to do this podcast thing. I think because of, you know, episode zero was basically my test run and trying things out, but also the premiere. And so I am going to do my best to keep this going, of course, for as long as I can. But it's a little bit of a struggle. And so with this episode one, I will keep going at it. I'm just feeling things out. It's gonna not be perfect. And so maybe by episode 10, I'll get the hang of it. So for these first 10 episodes, just keep in mind, yeah, not gonna be perfect for a while, but hope you all just enjoy my little stories until I finally get used to how podcasts work. So this is a very special episode, not only because it's episode one, but today is April 18th, 2024. Today is my birthday. yeah. So of course, that's why I have to do a podcast today. That's for sure. But the thing is, I don't really have a lot to talk about. Like, it's my birthday, but it's only episode one. I still need to figure things out before I could really improve on how to go about this. But I'm glad to at least have premiered this podcast before my birthday. That was the goal, by the way. That's why it's like kind of random April 14th. But still, April 14th is a significant day for me. But yeah, I really did want to start it before my birthday. And so welcome, everyone. It's my birthday. If you watch my other YouTube channel, you know how old I am. But for my podcast, I don't really want to outright say how old I am, but feel free to guess. But I'm not super young, that's for sure, right? But I don't think I'm super old yet, but I'm at the age now where I feel like it's gonna hit me out of nowhere, you know? But for now, I'm not super old. I can at least say that. But each year I get older, and each year I get, what's the word? We all mature in different ways. I've been through a lot for all the years of my life, but that's a story for another time. So anyways, happy birthday to me. And so one of the things that I wanted to try to do with this podcast is that with me calling it After My K-Shopper, I really want to tell you guys so many stories of what I go through as a person. What I go through as a personal shopping business. So yesterday and today were very busy shopping things for me. And so let me tell you about it. So first off is that, I'm trying to think how to organize this story. So first is to let you guys know, if you don't know already, but I'm a big Monsta X fan. And with Monsta X, I liked them when there were 7 members, so I'm also a huge fan of 102. So I say all the time, I love all 7 of them, which I still do. Even though Monsta X no longer has 10, I still love all 7 guys, no matter where they decide to go, wherever they are, all 7 of them, I love them so much, no matter what happens. And so anyways, I didn't intend this, but most of my customers are Monsta X and 10 fans. I am not sure why, but it's really fascinating to me, that's for sure. But let's save that way, way, way longer story for another time. So most of the shopping things I do are related to Monsta X or 10. And it really works out well that I'm also a fan of them. So as I go about these shopping orders to do with whatever they're doing, I also can enjoy as a fan as well. So yesterday, I am a Monsta X member, so his name is I Am. He came out with an album on April 3rd, and so it was just, you know, so it's fun. We listened to his new album, and he's doing all this new stuff. And so one of the things he did is that he has a pop-up store. I don't know why, but Monsta X did do a pop-up store last year for their comeback, Beautiful Liar, but I Am as well. Yeah, I want to do a pop-up store all by myself. And I'm like, okay, so that's a story for another time as well. I went through a lot for Monsta X pop-up store last year. That's a whole like 1 hour story I'll save for another time. And so anyways, so going to this pop-up store, I feel some of my trauma coming back, but I wanted to believe hopefully it'll be okay. So I luckily did get a time slot to go to the store. First off, I didn't even think I would get a time slot, but I did. And so my first time to go was yesterday, and that went totally fine. I felt like, yeah, it was an interesting experience. First off, the store is not that big. So if you guys follow me on Instagram, I did a tour of the pop-up store. And yeah, it's small but cute. And there's like various things you could do there, but it's not as massive as the Monsta X pop-up store for sure. But I do enjoy small ones, so it didn't feel as, what's the word? It didn't feel as stressful. Yeah, not as stressful as the Monsta X one. And about the merch, oh, that's one thing I really would love to rant about, is that I still don't know why do companies do this? But I mean, we saw this with Starship already. Like, why do they put low stock of things? That's number one. And then number two, why they limit the purchase of how many you can buy? So for this pop-up store for IM, they limit it for only two per person. But I can't do multiple orders of that limit, because for Monsta X pop-up store, I was able to go past the limit of how much I can buy with each time I go to the store, which I think is great. Like, with each time you're able to go, you can get the amount of stuff, right? But no, even if you go there multiple times, they will only limit you at this amount of stuff you can get. So I was pretty disappointed about that, because I reserved 3 time slots just in case, you know, what if it's the same thing as how Monsta X was? But no, me going 3 times, honestly, it's meaningless. But there's one small thing that I could get for going 3 times, but it's not worth it, because I am capped at how much I could buy, which is only per person. So anyways, so that's a little bit annoying. And so I really think that should be saved for another podcast, now that I think about it. Like, comparing the pop-up stores and the difficulties I go through, why I was traumatized by Monsta X pop-up store. I would love to talk about that in a future podcast. And so just briefly, I just want to talk about how my day was up until now. So anyway, so that's what I did yesterday, and was perfectly okay. And so after I did the IM pop-up store, then I had a customer who wanted me to go to the Chapaghetti pop-up store. Now, I didn't even know this existed until this customer told me. So I was like, what? And so I look it up, and they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. So that's why they are doing this pop-up store. So I don't know if you guys know this ramyeon. So this ramyeon is like black bean noodles, but it's instant black bean noodles. So it's called Chapaghetti, if you guys have ever heard of it or tried it, because I do know they're sold all over the world, but I do recommend it. It's pretty delicious for black bean noodles that's instant, that you can make it just by boiling it. And so, yeah, celebrating their 40th anniversary. And so I go to this pop-up store, and it's like a big old thing of like how this all started 40 years ago. It used to be a restaurant. Yeah, I didn't know that. They used to be a small restaurant, and then and then grew into selling this as only instant ramyeon. So interesting. So anyway, so it was like a little bit of an exhibition, a little bit of a museum. Sadly, I couldn't take video of the whole thing because it was it's small, first of all, but it was kind of confusing how I was supposed to go about it, and it's just there was also it was just a little bit complicated. But I did have to wait in line before going in, and so because I was quite tired, and honestly, because I had to wait in line, not too bad compared to other places I've been, but yeah, I was over kind of tired, and I just came back from the IM pop-up store. So yeah, so but anyways, I'll try to show photos of it on my Instagram later. And so anyways, yeah, so that was a day. Now that I had to deal with a lot of stuff, but I, you know, I should have planned this out of what I should exactly say, so I don't know what kind of story I should say from that, but it was interesting but kind of exhausting. But you know what, even this company doing this instant ramyeon pop-up store, they also had low stock, and so that just it's, but yeah, so this customer wanted to buy some things there because they had their own store, but they also dealt with low stock, and the store was only open for like 5 days. By the time I went, there was only the 5th day since they opened, and you already like running out of so many stuff. So I'm very disappointing. So it's not only Starship and Sony Music, whatever stores out there, I don't know why they don't prepare more stock, but it's okay. And at the end of the day, in all honesty, is that they don't know if these things will be popular and will they really sell out, and so they only have a limited stock, right? But yeah, if only they knew this was going to be popular, they should have stocked more. But anyways, So I did at least get to buy some stuff from the Lamyon pop-up store. And so I say all the time, like, I don't want to go somewhere for nothing, right? So I always say, even though I couldn't get all the items that the customer wanted, we got something more than nothing, at least, you know? Yeah, so I always say that. Anyway, so that was okay. And then after that, guess what? Guess what? Then I decided I'm going to go see Shawnee's musical. So I didn't decide this on the day of course not. I decided this way earlier because, so Shawnee's doing a musical called The Great Comet, and it's his first time doing a musical, and it started it started late March and will end in mid-June. And so, yeah, there's so many shows, so many days I can go see him, but I am doing my best to restrain myself. But FYI, I, of course, have seen him more than once, but I'll talk about my musical stories next time as well. And so anyways, he's not performing on my actual birthday today. And so the closest day that he is performing that's near my birthday was yesterday, April 17th. And so I thought about it and I'm like, I really would like to see Shawnee near my birthday. And even if it's not my actual birthday, I still would like to see him. And so I decided to get this ticket quite early. I think I bought it back in March. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. And so I bought it back in March just thinking, yeah, I would like to have that time to see one of my favorite guys before my birthday. But here's the thing, I was kind of regretting it halfway because I'm like, why did I decide to do so many things on one day? And then with the musical, like, I have to remember my stamina is not that great. But the thing is, I love to do a lot of stuff at one time, like instead of very little things on separate days. I really like to make the best of the day, but my stamina does not want to match with what I want to do, but it's okay. I still don't regret it. I was so tired the whole entire time, but I still don't regret it. Now, I will talk about more about Shawnee's musical another time. So yeah, so these are all the, you could look forward to all these future podcasts next time of all, again, I have stories forever. I don't know when I'll ever run out of stories. And so anyways, I go see Shawnee's musical, but this was not my first time to see him. And so I already knew the whole story. I know exactly where he's going to be, what he's going to sing. I know exactly everything that's going to happen at this point. So when I'm watching it, I'm not really paying attention or knowing or what's the word. What I mean by that is that I'm not watching it to hear the story. I'm only watching it basically for Shawnee, right? I'm only here for him. And so I was only there for him. But still, I do like the other songs sung by the other actors as well. But yeah, musical podcast next time. And so anyways, yes, but it was really nice to see Shawnee before my birthday. And on top of that, we find out after the show ended and I'm on my way home, Ju-hun from Monsta X as well. Ju-hun was there to see the musical on that day as well. Now, of course, I'm not looking at everyone that's coming into the auditorium, you know? So I didn't, no idea. Of course, I have no idea that there was a Ju-hun in this room. I had, no, of course I have no idea. But the thing is, I was sitting on the side balcony. So the only people that I could see very clearly was only the people near me. So he 100% was not near me, okay? Because of course I would have recognized him if he was near me, you know? So for sure he wasn't near me. But where would he have sat? I don't know. I wonder if anyone there like noticed if he was there. I don't know. Unless he was being a ninja. I don't know. But that really was like, oh my gosh, right before my birthday, Ju-hun was at least there. So I like to think like that makes me happy knowing that I saw this musical together with Ju-hun. So I had two of my favorite guys here with me, you know? So I was like, that's a great birthday present. It's all good. And so I go back home and I'm just like, wow, what a wild day. And so now into today, guess what? I had another time to go to IM's pop-up store today on my birthday. Yes, I did. Now, here's the thing. I did not intend to go on my birthday. I really didn't because it's my birthday. I want to, you know, enjoy the time by myself, you know, or at least do things that I like to do, but not like work, you know, but long story short, I accidentally got this time slot on my birthday. I wish I can explain how it happened. It really happened out of nowhere. So I think destiny just did it for me. It's like, hey, here's a time slot. You know, so at first I was struggling for like 10 minutes to get a time slot. It wasn't easy to get time slots for this pop-up store. And so once it started working, the first time slot that worked for me was this random day that I, you know, was just pressing all the different times and just seeing what would happen. And why did I click on this? I don't know why I did, because I did not want it to go on my birthday. But I, when I was just clicking randomly to, just to see when it would start working, it ended up being for April 18th. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I was like, you know what? Don't cancel it. This is destiny. You know, it's destiny that this random time when I was doing this led to me getting a time slot on my birthday. So I was like, it's okay. So that's one schedule I already knew I was going to do for today. Go to the IM store again. All right. So the thing is, I've always wanted to go on April 17th because I wanted to do a lot of things on that day, since I already was planning to go to Shawnee's musical. And in general, they're kind of close by each other. So I like that I don't have to travel far for these things, and I could just do it all within a pretty close enough area, you know? So that's, but anyway, so I knew I was gonna have to do this 2 days in a row. I knew, and like, I decided not to cancel the April 18th one. And so anyways, I go to the store today as well, 2 days in a row. But you know, I was like, this is kind of cool. It's kind of nice because on my actual birthday, even though I don't see IM, but I do something IM related on my birthday. And so I left a long note on the wall, because we can leave notes on there. Like, I don't know if he's really reading them. I don't know. It's a lot of notes every single day. But yeah, I just left my note there. I was like, today's my birthday and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so I did that, and then but I still like was working there, so I decided to pick up the items today as well. So all the orders that I did, which is to my limit, I got them all today. So I was like, yeah, so it was cool, I at least do something. And then I had a nice lunch to myself nearby. It was quite good and very friendly, and that restaurant was so fancy. I didn't know it was gonna be that fancy, but it was quite fancy. But I liked being, you know, it was just like, you know, it's my birthday, just enjoying it and all that stuff. And then I have to go back home. Of course I do. So when I was thinking, oh, you know, I really want to do something else. It's my birthday, but I'm carrying all this stuff and it's going to take me an hour and a half to get home. So I'm like, never mind. Let me just go home. So then I come home and then just, you know, just dilly-dally away. And then I still did some work, of course. Every day I always had to do some work. And so I did that. And then now I decided, yeah, just let me chill for a bit and I could do my podcast. And then after this, I will do a YouTube live, and I'll be, so basically what I do on my YouTube live, I'm very free. I'm so free. I just talk about anything and there's no plan. I'm doing whatever. Most of the time I'm not wearing makeup, but for these situations, I do want to wear makeup. But yeah, so I just want to have a good time talking with any of you guys that can catch me live and celebrate my birthday with me. And I rant forever, by the way. So that's why I really wanted to do a podcast, so that I can control my ranting. But still, I still think I will keep talking a lot. But at least when I'm by myself, it is less ranty. And I feel like I can organize my thoughts better. And so this is my hope, is that podcast style is, you guys hear all my stories, but it's more organized and more composed and hopefully more more stable, you know, while my YouTube lives is just me just talking about whatever. But then again, I'm communicating with you guys if you catch me live, and so it's just having fun, just chatting and doing whatever, and it's really no hold bars. And so yeah, so this is gonna be completely different style, but also yes, also topics will be different too, but I elaborate more in the YouTube live is what I think is how it's gonna be. Anyways, I've already talked too much. So thank you everyone for listening. I'm still gonna do my best to improve and also go about what stories I want to say. But yeah, I hope it's enjoyable for now. And thank you for spending time with me on my birthday. And I'll see you guys next time. Yeah, have a good day. See you later.